cheers the Liberal Democrat ones. The Tories are pretty chipper too. For Labour in Bristol this morning, it's just misery. They were fighting to hold on to 10 seats in this election. They lost all but two. The Lib Dems took overall control of the council, and Labour became the third party behind them and the Tories. No wonder there's so many sad Labour faces around here just now.
I'm Peter Hammond. I was the Labour councillor for South Mead and deputy leader of the Labour group until tonight, by 20 votes, which was extremely disappointing, but you know, perhaps looking at some things, wasn't too bad a defeat. As far as I'm concerned, the situation for the Labour Party, certainly here in Bristol, I've not seen national figures and national results, is largely down to the behaviour and antics of some people in the Labour Party at national level, which has not contributed at all to people's general perception of disengagement and disgust with the political process. And I think results tonight, certainly as far as the Labour Party is concerned, demonstrate this.
Are you talking about the leadership or the expenses problems?
I think the Labour Party's got to, I know it's a trite phrase, but got to reconnect both with its own membership, but if you like, with the wider community. And losing local councillors, who are a very important ingredient of that connection, I think is a serious problem.
Paul Smith, prospective parliamentary candidate, Bristol West constituency.
So what's it been like out there at the moment?
I've been out knocking on doors for actually 2 years, so obviously this election produces a sort of focus to that, so it's much more intense. And actually, on the doors, it's still been good. Doesn't seem to reflect necessarily the opinion polls.
So if you win your seat at the next election, will Gordon Brown be the Prime Minister?
Well, to be honest, I don't even know if he's still going to be leader next week, the way the situation is at the moment. I mean, for me, what I want is a radical, progressive Labour Party that's doing well for the country, and for it to be well-led, whether that's well-led by Gordon Brown or somebody else, I'm not particularly bothered.